Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. For some reason, I can envision a wooden spoon and the sting I felt when fidgeting in the pew. Ah, those were the days. Well, today, Dave and Bethley will be discussing their first discussion on how to train children to sit in church. So sit still and let's listen to what the Youngs have to say about training children to sit in church.
Well, today we're going to take time for another just one episode, topic.
Very practical.
Yes, and today we want to talk to you just some questions that have come up recently and has come up a lot through the years. How do you train children to sit in church? So today we want to talk about just this is an important topic.
Right.
And it really is almost a scary topic because our generation struggles to train children to begin with.
Right. Whether it's inside of church or outside of church.
As I was preparing this, yes. I was thinking about all the school teachers we know who are like, oh my soul, we can't do anything with this class.
Mm.
Or we have this child whose parents have not trained him to do anything. He doesn't know how to obey. She doesn't know how to.
Oh, right. I have actually heard kindergarten teachers say to me that their opening parent-teacher conference, they have actually had parents say to them, well, good luck. We can't do anything with them.
Which is just so foreign. To our forefathers would absolutely think we were joking.
Right.
They just would not believe it at all, because it was a given, whether you were Christian or non-Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, didn't matter who you were, everybody trained their children.
True.
And we're living in a culture now to where it's kind of taboo to train your child.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to let them express themselves. And what we're doing now is we've come to a place to where, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? So there are a lot of challenges here. You that are training your children, you are at home teaching, training, then you're already on the right track.
You are.
And so basically this will be practical advice
but
to help
there
you.
Would be people listening, even people who are training their children, but especially those who take what our culture now calls the gentle parenting approach of not really training their children. It strikes terror in their heart. They think, oh my goodness, they have to sit still and quietly for at least an hour. Can we get this done? Well, let us give you some practical advice.
Absolutely. Let's begin first of all by just some practical, comments here. First of all, it is entirely okay to use a nursery.
Yes.
And a church should have a nursery that is well staffed, well equipped, that is very safe, that everything is prepared for well in advance. And sometimes we're with parents, and this one just makes me scratch my head. Sometimes we're with parents who will say, we don't put our kid in the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And many times when that statement is given, it is also true that the same parents leave their children in daycare 5 days a week while they go to work.
True.
So there's something wrong when we will not use a church nursery, but 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a day, our child is out of our care in a daycare center with other children.
Right.
Probably there's some mindset there, or even maybe we're not familiar enough with that church, which means that we need to pick things up because we're not in church.
Right.
If we don't know the person in the nursery, it means that we are not right. If we're a Christian and we do not leave our kids in the nursery because we don't know the nursery and don't know the workers, it's probably indicative that we are not in the relationship with the church.
Yes.
Is that fair?
It is fair. And I know that there are some parents who maybe she is a stay-at-home mom. They just keep their kids home all the time. And they might have the philosophy of, well, the Lord gave me this child and no one else can have charge over them in any way. But we do see a precedent for this. I think it's in the book of Ezra. Was it in Ezra or in Nehemiah, where they're reading from the scripture and it says that all who could understand were under the hearing of the word of God, which indicates that there were some very young children who would not understand what was going on and probably were under the care of someone else during that time. So we even see a precedent for it in the Word of God. So I'm not saying to you, we're not trying to maybe make you feel badly if your family, if you and your husband have come to the conclusion, the philosophy of, you know what, we're never going to use a nursery. You can train a baby to be quiet in church. We have seen people do that. But we're also saying to you, parents, if you have a very, very young child, it's okay to use a well-staffed and well-trained nursery.
And you know what? We did that. In mm-hmm. fact, we actually were in churches every week different.
Yes.
And so far, 48 states.
Yes.
And when we went into churches, these were, you know, people sometimes that we had never met, mm-hmm. but we trained our children that they go to the nursery.
Right.
And are there exceptions? Well, of course there's exceptions. There's just times where some, you know, something would happen and we were, you know, uneasy. So right. we made changes, but those were major exceptions because probably 98% of the time, our children, our little ones mm-hmm. who are just babies or who are just toddlers, who are just, you know, they're not yet ready to mm-hmm. be trained to sit in church. Yeah. We use the nursery and, mm-hmm. and we would recommend doing so.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then here's the second thing we would just say, don't let your children keep you out of church.
Right.
Stay in church.
Yes. How many young couples do we hear nowadays? And of course, with what we do, we go into churches and they'll have services, you know, Sunday through Wednesday or Sunday through Friday. And so, yes, there is a commitment to that, to coming to church every evening. And of course, if you have a schedule with your baby or with your little ones, you're thinking to yourself, well, my goodness, during the service, it's time for my kids to go to bed. But be committed to church. This is not a time for you to be like, well, we just really need to keep them on schedule, so there will be no evening services for us. That is not biblical. The Bible does teach that we need to come together as a congregation and encourage and edify one another and hear from the Word of God. So don't let your kids be an excuse for that.
Yes. And you know what? Even if you're determined that your children will stay on a schedule, schedules are for our benefit. They're not to rule our lives.
Right.
And it is entirely fine to, for specific biblically, you know, good reasons
right.
to interrupt the schedule. Mm-hmm. And we are proof that the children's schedule could change week after week and the children can still be yes. happily obedient yes. and right with God. Our right. children every week got a new schedule. Mm-hmm. And what we did with it is we rolled with it. We mm-hmm. we loved the kids. We kept them happy. Right. We trained them. We taught them. And right. so it can be done. Do not let your little children keep you out of church.
Yes.
And so use a nursery and mm-hmm. stay in church and yes. be there in every service and be very involved. Mm-hmm. And if there's a children's church or children's Sunday school, use it. Take yes. advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, you know, our Sunday school, junior church or children's church is a joke. Then find a different church.
Yes.
Find a church to where children's church is well taught. Mm-hmm. They are learning the Word of God from well-trained people on their level.
Right. And it's an opportunity for them on their level to start those steps of learning to sit still.
Absolutely.
Of taking in the Word of God, of applying it to their life in an atmosphere that is kind of fun for them and also on their learning level, their maturity level.
Right. A children's church that is done correctly and done well will also help your children not just to know the Bible, but to learn to sit.
Yes.
Children's church can begin the process of helping your yes. children. And you know, we are so glad, we're so thankful for the influence of children's church in our children. Mm-hmm. And even our adult children more than one time have referred back to the teachers they had in junior church.
Oh, yes.
And what they remember about them mm-hmm. and what they remember was said and how they handled situations.
Right.
It was wonderful training. So if your church doesn't have a good junior church, if things are a mess there, if it's just, you know, a playtime, mm-hmm. then probably it is time for you to consider finding a church to where the Word of God, the teaching and the training is the primary focus of all of that.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to be offensive to anybody there, but you need to be in a church that's helping you to train your children and to train them well.
Right.
Right.
So, but there is going to come a time when they're too old for the nursery and there is a service where there is not a children's church. So what do you do?
Okay. So here are just a few couple, you know, simple things. The first one is simply this: you start at home.
Yes.
And Bethany and I can't say that one loudly enough. children cannot be trained to sit in church unless they are being trained well at home.
Right.
That's where it all starts.
You can't expect obedience in church if you're not expecting obedience at home.
So in the practical sense, though, what we mean by starting at home, and you apply it like this, you have to take time to practice quietness with your children. Mm-hmm. Church is about a time for you to sit still, to receive, to participate, mm-hmm. to respond.
Right.
And this is something you have to begin. When our children were little, one of the things that helped us to train them in church is we gave our children times to be quiet.
Yes.
So this is a quiet time. Mm-hmm. So we would, you know, this is a time where we're going to sit and look at books. Mm-hmm. This is a quiet time. What right. are we training them to do there? We're training them that there are times when you are not supposed to be loud. There's times where you're not supposed to be running. There's times where you're not supposed to be yelling and fighting and fussing or even talking to each other.
Right.
And so one of the big things we did was we had times of reading. Mm-hmm. And that's been huge in our family.
Absolutely.
And probably one of the biggest things we did to help our children when they were small. Mm-hmm. And we normally started between 2 and 3. Is where mm-hmm. we really got serious about training them.
Right, but we would read to them from
But I mean as far birth. As training them to sit in church.
Oh, right, yes.
But it is true that our children, we read to them, you know, even when they were just barely sitting.
Yes.
And I'd always, you know, even to this day, our kids remember certain books. Mr. Brown Can Moo, Can You?
Right.
And The Cat in the Hat. And, mm-hmm. and you know, there's just a ton of books. And Bethany would read to our children when we were on long trips. Mm-hmm. And that's how our children first heard the Chronicles of Narnia.
Right.
Bethany read them out loud to the children and, you know, and right. all that. So you have times of reading. Read to them and teach them to look at books quietly. If you start at home, teaching them to be quiet at certain times.
Right.
And you don't have to sit, you know, we're going to have an hour of quiet time to see if our kids can do it. Mm-hmm. Start with 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Right. And there's even, you know, little radio programs that you can look up online. I know Focus on the Family does Adventures in Odyssey. I know many of us grew up with Patch the Pirate, who is
Uncle Charlie,
still around. So we still have all of the Patch the Pirate CDs. And I don't know if they do anything online with Patch the Pirate. But that's an opportunity for your child. Hey, you know what? After lunch today, you're too old for a nap maybe today. So what we're going to do is mom's going to pop in this CD and we're going to listen to Patch the Pirate. And you can just sit quietly and maybe play quietly with this little truck, or you can color while you listen. And it gives them an opportunity to learn how to just sit right. and listen.
So use CDs, you look online, you know, Keys for Kids. Mm-hmm. Look for all kinds of things to interact with your children to where it's a quiet time of learning. Mm-hmm. It's a quiet time of reading.
Right.
And even our children would listen to Patch the Pirate or Adventures in Odyssey while they, you know, maybe played with Legos.
Yep.
But the point was you have to be very quiet and listen to this program.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of our children then, as a result, like we listened a lot to, you know, Patch the Pirate, if you're not familiar with that. It was just a series of CDs by Ron Hamilton for
right.
children.
Yes.
And our children, you know, that he would do a story, but there was, you know, it seemed like at certain points of the story, it would remind him of a song.
Right. There was and always music.
Our children learned those songs, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just, some of them were hilariously funny.
Right.
And, you know, some were just a hymn, mm-hmm. but it was amazing the impact that had on our children. But by starting at home, when the time came for us to bring them into the auditorium and sit down with them, and, you know, they already knew.
Right.
But we started at home. So that's the first point.
Well, you've been listening to Keeping It Young as Dave and Bethany discussed how to train children to sit in church. Tomorrow, they'll be talking about this one more again. So I hope you'll tune in. This is Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.